Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Kane's Tire in San Rafael. Kane's Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest from AT&T Park in San Francisco, Giants third baseman Matt Duffy. Matt, tell us about this ball club kind of picking up the slack when others go out. A lot of players have talked about how somebody has to step up. Nori Aoki is the latest injury. Hunter Pence has been out, but you guys were productive against the Padres there.
I think through the course of any baseball season, guys are going to go down. Every team's going to run into these challenges. Nobody's really immune to the DL, I think. And knowing that going in, you know it's going to take everybody, and you know guys are going to have to step up. So if you have that mentality, it's not a surprise. You never want guys to go down, but at the same time, you kind of know in advance that you're going to hit these patches. And then the teams that are good are the ones that work through it and are able to push through to when the guys come back. And, we've been able to still kind of tread water here, and hopefully we get guys back soon. I know Hunter's getting close. But like I said, every team, runs into these patches, and to say that we're getting it worse than any other team, I wouldn't say is fair. Like I said, everybody's got to deal with it, and that's the teams that deal with it are the ones that go far.
What have you noticed about the way you're being pitched since you've had success in the first half of the year? The pitchers, they know that you've been hitting and also batting in the number three spot most of the time in front of Buster Posey, where they definitely don't want to walk you to get to Buster Posey, that's for sure.
I think there's a kind of an ebb and flow with how pitchers attack guys. For me, I noticed, early on in my career, early on in the year, I got a lot of fastballs. You start hitting fastballs, they start throwing more off-speed pitches, and you see they're throwing more off-speed pitches, you start looking for those. So that's kind of a thing. It's a constant kind of adjust and adjust back to them. For me, the challenge is recognizing as soon as possible when they have changed that trend. And there's not really a set thing. I think it changes with each team, with how they want to attack guys. Some teams will throw me all fastballs and have success, and other teams will do the complete opposite. So, like I said, I think it changes with each team, and my job is to recognize as soon as possible when a team has kind of found a trend or what they think is a weak spot in my swing.
We'll get back inside the clubhouse with Giants third baseman Matt Duffy right after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Kane's Tire in San Rafael. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
What do you think has enabled you to hit some home runs this year? And, you've in the past been able to hit some home runs here or there, but do you look for certain pitches, certain counts, because you haven't been able to drive the ball out of the ballpark so far?
I put on a little bit of weight this offseason. Maybe that's the difference, because I know a few of the homers are first row, not exactly, hammered. So that might be something to do with it. There are times, when you can pick and choose your spots to really catch the ball out in front and be a little more aggressive with the swing. Typically, that's not my game, so I try to stay inside the ball and, stay in the middle of the field. And if the ball goes out, usually it's an accident for me, because I'm trying to keep the ball low and on the line. So like I said, if I hit the ball in the air, it's kind of I miss the pitch, and if I hit it on the barrel, sometimes it carries out, sometimes it doesn't.
How much do you guys have fun with that, you and Joe Panic? I mean, you guys aren't known as 50 home run guys, but you're going to hit your home runs here and there. It seems like you guys have a little competition going.
I don't know exactly who came up with it. It definitely wasn't us, because like I said, that's not our game, but it turned into a little fun thing. I think somebody said something about it when we were both at two or something like that, so we just looked at each other like a home run race, like maybe a singles race would be a little more fit, but I think we both rattled off a few there after that, so it turned into a little bit of a something, but we've slowed down a little bit. I think it got back to a little more of our game and what makes us successful, and that's keeping the ball low and just on a barrel and setting the table for the guys behind us.
Well, especially at this ballpark, it's not a home run hitting park, and it's weird too for you guys. There'll be games where, and there was a long stretch where the offense was struggling here at home, but then you have that breakout game against the Padres. Does the weather have anything to do with it? The ball carrying, it seems like a lot of times those day games might help out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big park. People know that. The wind kind of blows in and knocks balls down, but other teams got to deal with it too. So for us to really use that as an excuse for our offensive struggles at home is not, that can't be the reason, because like I said, other teams got to deal with it too, and they were putting up runs. So, I think yesterday we just had some pretty good at-bats overall through the lineup. San Diego's pitching staff is pretty good too, so hopefully that gives us some confidence going, you know, into the rest of the season here.
One thing you've done really well is hit in the clutch, you know, runners in scoring position, high batting average. You know, anything that you've done differently at the major league level than you did at the minor league level, or, you know, just carrying over some similar philosophies that have helped you in that area?
I think, you know, Will Clark talks a lot about hitting runners in scoring position. He was a big-time clutch hitter. Everybody knows that. The biggest thing for him was that you have to want to be in those situations. You know, you got to be sitting on deck okay with somebody not getting a run in, because you want to be able to be that guy, not in a selfish way, but you just have to be welcome to the pressure and welcome to the fact that you got to be the guy to drive in a run. So when he told me that was early on in my professional career, that kind of helped, you know, just really an attitude change and not being afraid and understanding. The biggest thing is understanding that you're not going to be perfect. You're not going to do it every time. You got to still be up there and just see the ball relax and be aggressive. And if you can do that and keep your mind right and free and easy, a lot of times that's the big thing, because in those situations, pressure gets to you. We're all human. And some guys tend to be or try to be too perfect and look for a perfect pitch. And a lot of times that doesn't happen. You don't get a perfect pitch, especially in those situations. Pitchers really bear down. So, you know, just seeing it up and relaxing and be aggressive, that's kind of what I do in those situations. I don't try to do too much. I almost try to do less. And I think that helps out.
More with Giants third baseman Matt Duffy after this. It was time for a new pair of snow skis, and I couldn't be happier with my decision to buy them at Demo Sport, where the experience was great. And I found out that they not only have skis, but they have snowboards and snow apparel. And for the summer, get ready with water skis, wakeboards, stand-up paddle boards, and all of your land sports needs like bikes and scooters, and you can even get sunglasses there. Demo Sport, 1101 Francisco Boulevard in San Rafael. Call them at 415-454-3500. Demo Sport, committed to getting you the gear you need.
Speaking of relaxing, are you settling in at third base? Earlier in the year, you were playing at other positions. Now Bruce Bochy really likes to have you over there at third. What have you learned about the position that you're kind of growing with as you go along?
I think one of the biggest things is I got a lot more time to throw the ball than I did when I played shortstop. That was an adjustment, because I would try to, you know, kind of try to get my feet going to throw as I was catching, you know, like I was in the habit of at short. But at third, you can just get low, you know, almost be like a hockey goalie and just catch the ball, and then you have plenty of time to set your feet and throw. That was a big adjustment, kind of changing my mental clock, because, like I said, I had a certain tempo that I would play at in the middle of the diamond, whereas at third base, everything's hit way harder. So you got time. And also playing up close was an adjustment. But early on, right, you know, first week of the year, we were out there every day and still get out there sometimes. Not as much now because I'm playing every day. But, you know, just getting comfortable with being that close to the hitter, that was one of the biggest things.
Speaking of that, I think probably in the Dodgers series, there was a bullet hit your way. I can't remember the hitter. You're probably going to remember it. An absolute bullet. And it was just total reaction. And you caught it. So what do you do in that situation? Hockey goalie mentality? Just, hey, stop it. Hopefully my glove gets on it.
I think it was in Seattle, actually. Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing when you're that close is just be low, because it's easier for you to go down to up, versus if you're just high and a ball smoked between your legs, chances are you're not going to get down in time. So you just stay really low, and from there you stay loose and try to be as, you know, reactive as you can. And like you said, it really was just a reaction. Your instincts tell you to get your glove to the ball, and sometimes you do, sometimes, you know, you just miss it or it taps off your glove. But fortunately, I was able to grab that one.
Yeah. Some guys like to get rid of the ball quick over there. You were mentioning you have more time. Some guys want to get rid of it because they don't want to sit there thinking about that throw to first base. Is that you a little bit now?
Sometimes it depends. You know, if I feel like I've got a good grip on the ball and my feet are moving and you know, good momentum towards first base, then yeah, I'll get rid of it. I'm not going to hold on to it for no reason. But, you know, if it's a ball that's hit hard to my right or to my left, I will take an extra step just to make sure that my feet and everything is in line. I mean, that's the biggest thing, is making sure you get a grip and making sure you got good momentum towards first base, because you have time to do that. And there's no excuse to not get that momentum going to first if you get the ball quick or whatever. So I wouldn't say I really get rid of it quick over there. But the biggest thing is making sure everything's in line going to first base, because, again, there's no excuse not to.
We'll be back in just a moment with Giants third baseman Matt Duffy. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I guess they should have hired me for that TV commercial. No, I don't think so. But seriously, in San Francisco, it's really true. In fact, AT&T Park has a good neighbor right around the corner. That's right. Sandy Lee State Farm is a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park at 188 South Park Street on the corner of 3rd Street. Sandy Lee has been my State Farm agent for 10 years, and I have to tell you, when I've made claims, Sandy Lee gave me peace of mind, which is what we all need when it comes to insurance. Whether it's car, home, or even earthquake insurance, Sandy Lee and her team are down-to-earth, devoted, and understanding. They take control of any situation, and you never feel like you're being sold something. Give Sandy Lee State Farm a call at 415-227-9833. That's 415-227-9833 for Sandy Lee State Farm.
A couple more things. Casey McGee, tell us about the relationship with him. I mean, he was the starting third baseman. You know, he couldn't have been more of a class act, I guess, when you ended up taking the job. So what did you learn from him, and does that continue as a relationship as teammates?
Yeah, I mean, he's still out there helping me every single day during batting practice and just little things. You know, he's got a good eye for, especially on defense, little pointers here and there. He's played the position way more than I have. So by no means am I think, ever going to, you know, think I have it figured out over him. So any little pointer that he suggests, I'll try it. If I feel comfortable with it, I'll run with it. If not, I'll be like, hey, that just kind of feels a little weird or whatever. We went in and looked at some video of Scott Rowland's plays when he was still playing, and, you know, just watched some things that he did and stuff like that. You know, he doesn't know he has it all the answers. I know I don't have all the answers. I think that makes for a really good working relationship in terms of being willing to improve and willing to take criticism, and he's great about it. He's been nothing but supportive, and everybody knows when, you know, how he handled it when he got designated, and you know, you gain respect for a guy like that. He's a very good person, and still, like I said, to this day helps me little things here and there.
You picked a good one, and Scott Rowland too. He was a great third baseman. Last thing, you know, you look at the reinforcements that are coming in here. I just saw Matt Cain pitch in Fresno last night. He looked really good, so he's on his way. Jake Peavy as well. You have a lot of depth now as far as pitching. So how much does that give everybody confidence maybe going into the second half of the season, starting to think about that you're going to have all these pitchers?
It's definitely a good problem to have. You know, I'm not sure what they're going to do with the rotation and stuff, but like you said, the depth is the most important thing, especially going late into the season. And we talked about it earlier, guys are going to go down. So you need that depth and have those guys come back. I mean, great competitors, great stuff. So to have that ability for us to kind of mix and match and pull guys out of the rotation if they need a day off, you know, whatever it is, whatever the staff is planning, you know, it's a great feeling knowing you got those two horses coming back.
Matt, thanks so much. Congratulations on a great first half of the year. Keep it going.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Giants third baseman Matt Duffy. Join us again Monday. I'll have a conversation with Mike Broadway, relief pitcher with the Giants, who was just recalled again from AAA Sacramento. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.